87% of Americans suffer from FOGO. That's the fear of getting old. A Harris poll on behalf of Pfizer was conducted and found that 87% of Americans have at least one fear when they think about getting old. And we got some people that can help us talk about those fears and maybe if there's some remedies to that. We have Dr. Frieda Lewis-Hall, who is Executive Vice President, Chief Medical Officer with Pfizer, and also Dan Perry, who is founder of the Alliance for Aging Research. So let's talk, I guess, Dan, with the about FOGO. What are the fears that we have of getting old?
Well, the survey that was mentioned showing a high number of people that have at least one fear of growing old, the leading fear is loss of physical capacity, loss of ability to live independently, fears of chronic diseases, and on the low end of the scale was actually fear of dying itself, which you might think that was the number one fear, but actually it was about the lowest. But mostly it was fear of loss of physical and mental capacity.
And what do we do to allay those fears?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is apparently one of the things that puts to rest some of the fears is getting older. So if we looked, younger people in the survey had more concerns than were realized by older people. So I think that it's easy to think about aging in the way that we used to think about it in the 20s and 30s and in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And life expectancy has increased by about 30 years. And so the experiences and the role models that we now have really help to allay some of our fears of getting old.
Yeah, it is natural that people would be concerned because incidences of chronic diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular disease, cancer, dementia, those do increase with the passage of years. But the unreasonable fear of growing old is, I think, rooted in an outdated view of later lives, because we're living 30 years longer on average now than we did 100 years ago. And most of those additional years, almost a half of a lifetime, are years in which, thanks to medical research and innovation, thanks to better health habits and better health care, those are good years and vital years and contributing years.
Now, the people that participated in the survey, are you aware of their age range? Are we talking about people in their, you know, 50s, 60s that were fear of getting old? Or are we talking about people in their 30s? I guess there's a different perspective, obviously, how old you are, depending on what your fears are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there was a range, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on. So this is a merged view, if you would, of people who had fears, people who were asked about their fear of getting older. You know, one of the other things, Bruce, that I thought was particularly interesting was the whole idea of the action that people can take themselves to improve their healthy aging. So if you think about it, much of the additional time that we have, our additional longevity, is really through the contribution of medical research. According to the World Health Organization, about 73% of these advances in longevity between 2000 and 2009 alone can be attributed to advances in medical research. But still, only a part of our longevity and our long-term health is up to medical research. A lot of it is still up to us as individuals to make healthy choices and to make good choices that would support long and healthy lives.
What would some of those be? I mean, this is probably part of your getting old campaign. What are things that we can do?
Yeah, there's a list of things that people can do. Some of them you've heard before, right? Your diet, your physical activity, staying on top of your current health situation is very important. What screenings and vaccines, that you understand your family medical history really well, what you might be at risk for, and that you team up with a healthcare team to make sure that you stay current with all of these things. In addition, we find it helpful for people to plan their aging. Think about what you want to do and be as you grow older. Discuss that with your family and your support network, and then advance that. And then, of course, there are the other things that you do to support, I'll call it better aging, like making sure that you have a social network, that you are planning to volunteer and become involved actively in your community. These are all things that have been demonstrated to really contribute to longer, healthier lives.
Dan, what are things that we, you know, even if we talk about aging in the present time, what happens in the next decade could actually change our view of what aging becomes? What things are happening out there, you know, that we can see as far as the future? Because as we continue on aging, there's more medicine, there's more ideas, there's our lifespan is getting longer, and plus things that we can't even think of haven't even entered into our lives.
Well, for one thing, people and the scientists in this field are not talking about extending lifespan. They're talking about extending health span. That means most people, when they think about adding years to life, they think those are going to be years of decrepitude and dependency on others. The focus now is on expanding the good years of life, the years in which you're managing your health, you're engaged with your family and friends, you're looking forward to the next stage. And this is for people who are in their 60s and 70s. And scientists are now talking about geroscience. That means understanding the mechanisms in all of our biology that are driving the aging process, and how we, through new medicines and new means, can offset some of the negative aspects of aging biology. That will extend further the health span, the healthy good years of life.
Where can people find out more information about what we talk about, FOGO, and I guess it's there's a social media aspect to this, too, about getting the word out about it?
Absolutely. To get engaged in this conversation around aging and to get information, go to getold.com. And for information on healthy aging, gethealthystayhealthy.com.
And for those of your listeners that want to follow the scientific progress on getting a handle on the aging process, they should go on the web to agingresearch, one word, .org, agingresearch.org. And to know how they can help chart their own lives, they should sign up for the newsletter of the Alliance for Aging Research, which is titled Living Longer and Loving It.
Our guests today have been Frieda Lewis-Hall, the Chief Medical Officer with Pfizer, and also Dan Perry, founder of the Alliance for Aging Research. Thanks for sharing the details and getting the word out about FOGO.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.